You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, everybody, we're 1 week late, but we are not a whole even day or dollar short. We are going to bring a close to the Badass Festival in the fullness of time. Today, we're going to discuss, go back and revisit our ideas for the Badass Hall of Fame. We are going to scrutinize our Mount Rushmore because, as we mentioned, this has been manifested into existence by a Bald Moo fan who has... is 3D printing this stuff. I want to go over our inductees and put them in the order of the new, you know, just reintegrate them into the list. And then, I guess the other thing is, like, do we have any new rules that we need? Oh, yeah. I also want to argue. I also want to talk about the tweaking the verbiage around what is hulking and average in the champion category, and also talk about the slop that we have between numerical values on the character scale. Anything that you want to do first?
Wow, I expected some of that stuff to be left for next year when we do our revisitation of these champions.
We don't have to. So you're talking about, like, leave the rule changes for an early stream next year? That's fine.
Yeah, leave them a little sloppy, and we'll do, because we did that on our first round this year.
We integrated the guy at the gun rule. Yeah.
So I think that'll be good for next year. So let's not do that, but let's start somewhere else.
Here's something I want to add two new columns to our Badass spreadsheet. If you guys want to follow along, I'm going to throw this up in chat.
Oh, shit.
I want to throw some chat. It's just for bookkeeping purposes. I'm not going to do anything heretical, like suggest a fourth C, my God.
Oh, okay.
That should go to both places. That just putting in a Twitch should go to YouTube as well. But here's the spreadsheet if you guys want to open up and follow along. I'm going to add a notes. Oops. I'm going to add a notes column. And I'm going to add a last reconsidered. Because I suspect that, like, if we want to reconsider a badass for whatever reason, every year we'll forget and we're like, "Whoa, this guy, how the fuck does this guy have a 4 on character?" And then we'll waste 15 minutes going through IMDb, like, "Oh my God, look at this person. They've got..." So, like, I'm going to have last reconsidered so we can put dates on all that. That way.
Okay.
Yeah, or is that a good way to describe it? Because I want to be able to put a note, like, today, any person we reconsider and review their record, obviously their induction is a good indicator for when we first considered them. But, okay, like, so if there's something, yeah, because, like, I don't want to reconsider Chris Hemsworth's goddamn career and body every freaking year, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah. So
yeah, there might be a rule of, like, a 3-year rule or something. To go along with it.
Maybe I put a date last considered.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
All right. To specify what exactly we're reconsidering here. Jacob Rosenthal, thank you for the Twitch Prime. Starting off the thievery career, starting off stealing the Jeff Bezos. I love to see it. More people in the Bezos Thieves Guild. Okay, so do you want to talk about the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, sounds great.
Right now, the Mount Rushmore would consist of Arnold and Sylvester, Schwarzenegger and Stallone, respectively, and they are there by virtue of being the only 3C badasses on this whole fucking list. The Rock is right below them at 2.75. The only 2.75, because the goddamn man refuses to do just straight up action films. He keeps on doing Jungle Cruise and shit. Do we consider Jungle? Mm-hmm. I guess he is kind of a badass in Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
But he's suffering from characters. We got Bruce Lee. who's a 2.5 badass, but there are other badasses standing at the 2.5 list.
A lot of them.
Why are we putting Bruce Lee above John Wayne and Clint Eastwood?
And Sean Connery and Terry Crews?
Holy shit. This thing. Okay, hold on a second. Let me color code the new.
Recategorize some of these people. Like Statham, I think, went down.
Yeah, I want to color code the ones we just inducted this year. Okay. So they'll stand out because I want to see kind of like, you know, what at a glance, what kind of changes. I'm going to make these green. Ooh, that's too green. It's like blinding green. Okay, now that I've done that, I'm going to sort everybody by their totals. Sort sheet A to Z. No, Z to A.
Have we?
Boom. Oh, wow. Hmm. Only Chuck Norris cracked the top 40 of this year's badass class. Isn't that crazy?
As far as, new inductees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bumping Bruce Campbell off the top 40, Chuck Norris.
Well, okay. I feel like that's the nature of new inductees, you know? Not a lot of new badasses come along right off the bat firing on all cylinders. Or we haven't thought of them in previous years. That's, yeah, it's not a lot.
Jonathan Sour Cream with a Twitch Prime sub. Welcome to the Thieves Guild. Okay. I like that. We should do stuff around that. Okay, so we got Bruce Lee. Okay, so the 2.5 badasses that are numerically the same. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Sean Connery, Terry Crews, and Chris Hemsworth, who I'm going to update his last reconsidered for July 2022.
Yeah, we considered a lot of these people. That's the thing. We went ahead and sorted this before we said date last considered on all these people, but there was a cutoff. There was that line under Pacino where we stopped reconsidering, and we should have...
Oh.
We should have marked all those before we did that.
Damn. Oh, well. We learn and actually I can control Z this. This is easy to fix.
Can Let you me do that. Z,
yeah, sort. I did. I
okay,
did.
Yeah. Now mark them all. Okay. As July, and then we'll. Sort
So you're saying that we reconsidered all of our top 30?
I think so. Yeah. I think that line was where we stopped last time.
Okay. Wow, we got a lot of shit done. So update all of them.
Does anybody in chat remember? Because
is Jim telling pork pies? That's what I want.
That's my recollection. And my recollection is we got through not nearly as many.
How did you put it?
Inductees.
How did you put a line under Pacino so we can make it go away?
Probably a fat border.
Can you make that go away? Because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, let me. Bolo Young, is there. You go. Bully Young is on the new inductees still. I'm going to delete him from that, yeah?
Who? Bolo Young?
Bolo Young, because he's on the full list now.
Yeah,
what about... people probably are.
But what are you wanting to do?
Remove him from the inductees list.
Oh, was he not? I thought I removed all those guys.
No, he's still on there.
Damn. Okay, yeah. We'll have to, I guess, go through and normalize all that stuff, too, because I thought that I copied everyone over when we considered them, and then they were no longer on that list, but yeah.
Am I obviously crazy? Bolo Young is...
No,
yeah,
Bolo Young is definitely...
on the list, and number 24. Yeah. And, okay, I'm deleting it from the inductees. Gone.
Okay, so now we can reorder this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I know this is thrilling podcasting. Okay. So now we've got Chris Hemsworth there with a suspiciously large font. I don't know why that's happening. It's just, he's just that big. Okay. So yeah, like, is it okay that Bruce Lee is on there above these other guys? Let me make a case for... he's the mystique factor. This is the James Dean of badasses. It's entirely possible, had he died an old man, that the rest of his career would kind of be lackluster. I don't know. He gets a drug problem. He hurts himself. He cripples himself. So he's like, or he has odious political opinions or whatever. He's no longer popular. He's not getting movies. He's not getting roles, whatever. Nothing becomes of his career and it hurts it, you know, because like, would James Dean be this big paragon of cool had he not died very, very young and early in his career? Maybe not.
I will say the inverse is also possible, that he goes on to make more iconic classic martial arts films and does so for the next 30 years and becomes the biggest badass of all time.
Yes, that's entirely possible, but it's stuff you just don't know. I feel like maybe we need to go through Bruce Lee, and because we're giving him a 0.75 on the, I think 0.75 on Champion as our rules, which is a ripped thick individual of hulking stature or a true freak of nature level of ripped or shredded or combination of intense physical fitness plus pure legitimate speed and skill. The final two clauses, I think, are a nice umbrella for him to be under the 0.75. Not a problem. For character, we have 9 to 11 badass roles or 5 to 6, several which are considered iconic. I don't know that I can, like I said, we're going on a lot of just like IMDb presumptive badasses there. Are we comfortable? I'm saying, like, are we comfortable carving this man into resin, into polystyrene plastic? Are we cool with that?
I feel like yes. And I would say it's mostly because I like the idea of the Mount Rushmore and the Hall of Fame in general spanning more than just like big beefy badasses. Like I want to shade this, you know, for my own personal taste here. And I think like representing the martial arts genre, which when I was growing up was huge. I think that's not only nice to see, but I think it's kind of important on a badass list.
Okay, so you're talking about like we're shading things to make sure that the Mount Rushmore is representative of all facets of badassery
of the era. Yeah, you know, those types of badasses. Because I think like yes, you can go with the Arnolds and the Stallones, but to leave off, because there are no martial artists who are as big or brawny as they are, right? So like you're just never going to get a martial artist on the list, especially if you're not willing to put Bruce Lee up there, because he's like the number one iconic martial artist from the era. So I am okay shading that.
Let me ask you this. If we're going to shade that way, what do you think about taking one of these guys off to put like a Bruce Willis? Because we also don't have any like the purely charismatic badasses, the Al Pacinos, the Bruce Willis.
He's not purely charismatic, but damn, that's charismatic.
And I guess Bruce Lee is not purely, you know, just a, you know, a martial arts guy. He's got the, like I said, the man, like he looks like, I don't know, he looks like a person flensed all the flesh or all the fat and skin off of a body and then painted it flesh tone. And like that's what this guy's physique is like. You can see every
craft paint, like
two thin coats. He's got two thin coats of flesh of
Vallejo.
Exactly two thinned out coats of Vallejo, and you can see every fucking muscle cord and fiber. It's crazy. It's and the intensity there. But what do you think of taking one of these guys off to put a Bruce Willis? And I guess if I was going to take one off, it'd probably be The Rock.
Yeah, I mean that would be the argument, certainly. God, does The Rock really get the 0.75 on his characters? I guess he does through sheer quantity, because like pretty much everybody he plays is some kind of badass. They're just not iconic.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of badass roles. Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson.
Here's the ultimate thing, like what I would say to justify putting Bruce Willis onto the Mount Rushmore over The Rock is when we were conceiving the badass rankings, Those were the three we talked about: Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis was in here helping define the badass categories for us. Like that charisma C is Bruce Willis. That's why charisma is part of the badass rankings.
Right. We're like scientists trying to figure out why the expansion of the universe isn't slowing down. You know what? Fuck it. Dark matter. That's what it is. Sure. And Bruce Willis is our dark matter. Like, why is he such a convincing badass in all these badass roles and nobody in the way that Adrian Brody is not? Yes. It's because he's got that third C, that charisma. Uh-huh. Someone said, who was it? Gnarl said, why not have the best of every C be on the Mount Rushmore? That's actually a great initial thought, and it's what I was thinking too. But the problem is character. What the fuck does that even mean? The person has the most badass roles? Because like our right. character thing tops out at like 12 plus. If there was a LeBron James tomorrow retired from the NBA and said, you know what, I'm taking my 6'10" 350 pound frame and I'm going to make every action, it's not like Arnold loses a C just because now a guy almost a full foot taller and 100 pounds heavier is stepping into the ring. There's maxes. So like once you get to 12 plus badass roles, many considered widely iconic, Arnold has twice that many. You know, but like he's not. And we even flirted with the idea of having a plus, like, you know, is Arnold should you get a plus when you exceed the cap? So like, you know, Arnold perhaps being a 3C plus, a 3C plus plus champion. I don't know. I don't know what you would do with the characters because, yeah, like that would be easy if you just have like Arnold and then the three guys that represent or gals. When we're 100 years from now and we're post-human and we're doing all kinds of fucking gear and genetic manipulation and all that kind of stuff. When we get to that point, like having the people representing the three C's and then like the 3C plus, but like it just doesn't really work with the roles, the characters. So I don't know what I guess I feel okay, but I would like to get, I think maybe we think real hard about blowing up The Rock, mm-hmm. pre-blowing up The Rock and putting on a Bruce Willis.
The only thing that's causing me any grief here is the disparate scores, like The Rock being 2.75, Bruce Willis being 2.25. It's like, God.
Yeah.
It's hard to justify taking The Rock off when he's done enough badass stuff. It's just not as iconic.
And he's the thing is like I also like, because like almost surely we'll blow it up and do it again, because like we've talked about The Rock has like two or three badass roles in the hopper right now. Uh-huh. It's entirely possible that he goes to a perfect 3C in the next 5 years.
Sure.
Probably likely. I think mm-hmm. before he retires from being a badass, he will get to that third Z. And then what?
Then you blow up Bruce Willis, I guess. So that's the question. Do we want to start with The Rock, assuming that he's going to continue doing stuff? Because obviously Bruce Willis is not, right? But Bruce Willis defined one of these C's here.
LeBron James is listed as 250 pounds. That's shocking. I thought
250.
I thought he is like, especially in the last few years, has put on. He's 6'10" and 250 pounds. That's
sounds like beanpole status. How does that?
I mean, he's like, he's like pretty fucking, I don't know.
Is he
pretty fucking ripped? I mean, I wouldn't call him trim. I'd call him beefy, but I don't know. I haven't seen the guy step on a scale. But my point stands is like he would be a fucking instant job. Like if he does a single action movie role, he's going to get on the goddamn list just by the fact that nobody wants a piece of him. If he shows up, you know, like, come on. He's in a 0.001% of physicality.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
My vote here, and goddamn, Chris Hemsworth could crack the Mount Rushmore here in a few years if he keeps going the way he's going. My vote here is to replace The Rock with Bruce Willis. God, do I vote to replace Bruce Lee? Fuck. Because I will say, if we're going with like purely beefcake 80s badasses, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, The Rock, and Bruce Willis feels like a pretty damn good Mount Rushmore. But then you lose the other aspect of badassery in the era. The martial artist.
So who was your four? So you're saying The Rock, Arnold, The Rock, Stallone, and Bruce Willis?
God, I hate to lose Bruce Lee, but I feel like he's going to get knocked off sooner rather than later by Hemsworth or The Rock if we replace him with Bruce Willis.
I think there's definitely, and I do like the concept of blowing up the Rushmore. I think that's a cool idea. And it seems like there might be some shakeups in the next few years because we do have guys who are very high in the top 10 that are still at it. Chris Hemsworth and The Rock have got the pedal to the metal.
It penalized The Rock. The Rock is wasted. He's
The Rock fucked around.
Yeah.
The Rock is squandered.
Now he's finding out, man. Let's replace him with Bruce Willis.
Black Adam too lately. And okay. So we're saying that the Rushmore is going to be Arnold, Stallone,
Bruce Willis,
Bruce Lee,
and Bruce Lee. Two Bruce.
Bruce Willis.
And I think next year we'll probably end up splitting up the Bruces. It depends on, you know, Black Adam and some other things, but.
All right, so I'm bolding them on the list, and I'm also going to be Mount Rushmore.
Plus, let's not ignore how awesome of a badass name Bruce is. Bruce is a pretty good badass name.
Yeah. Got the two S's and the two Bruces.
Maybe even better. I mean, The Rock being on Mount Rushmore. He'll make it. He'll make it eventually, I'm sure.
Do we hold? Okay, so let me ask you this. Is Bruce Willis even the top ranked charismatic badass?
He's got to be, right? He's a perfect one. And he defines
the category. But so is Jason Statham. So is Chris Hemsworth. So is Terry Crews. So is Sean Connery. So is Chris. I think John Wayne is a fraudulent charisma. I think he probably needs to be reconsidered for charisma.
I mean, the only other person I see as being more charismatic is potentially The Rock, but it's not the same kind of charisma.
Who?
The Rock.
Right, but then, and you're also you're gilding the lily because you also have one of the few like perfect one champions. That's amongst the rarest of the ones. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's only nine. Yeah, there's only nine physical champion badasses. There's 1, 2, 3. There's at least 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 characters. And then I don't know how many. Charisma characters might be rare, too. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But yeah, champion is the rarest of Pepe's. In terms of representation on the badass list, because it's hard. It's fucking hard. Mm-hmm. It's not about even being buff. You also have to be kind of like physically huge on you got to have the frame to go with it. So, okay. I think, and I wonder, we're going to see if our bald mover here is going to be willing to retool this.
Well, he's not. Yeah. Cause you'd have to change the model. That's the one thing.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well, so I think we got our Mount Rushmore sorted. Now let's talk about the Badass Hall of Fame.
Have we pinned down exactly how we're determining who goes into that? Because I did like the I think where we came down on it is like the rankings will influence it, certainly, and the, just the raw scores. But I, that's where I really feel like shading stuff, because
I think here's my idea:
just induct the top 10 people every year or whatever, you know.
I agree. I think that from my perspective, it's simple. Like, if you are a one on the rating, you're in the Badass Hall of Fame. But then I think there should be levels to the Badass Hall of Fame.
Yeah, where, like, we talked about this, like, pyramid type.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. That was Bill Simmons' idea. But, like, some kind of, like, different type of wing or elite status or something, so that, you know. I mean, I like, the Sports Hall of Fames, usually you have to be retired. And you have to be retired for like 5 years, because what they don't want is recency bias to just jam in, you know, people before, like, you've had a time to, like, really think of them in the historical context, all that. I like that. I also like the idea that, like, once you're in the Hall of Fame, you cannot get out. And I think that's, like, our rules support that. Like, there's no way a person, like, once, but like, what if we derate someone? Like, it's like, well, you know, we had them as a 7-5 on the rolls, but actually we've because there's a bunch of fraudulent on the cover of a poster with a gun characters on this list.
And if Jason we ever go Statham by lost some for that this year.
Right. If we ever go through and find out that, like, someone's had, like, a fraudulent, like, you know, they should have been a 0.75 or 0.1, do we still delist them? Because I like the idea there being stakes to this. Like, once you got the Hall of Fame, you, like, that puts the onus on us to, like, not fuck around. Yeah. And, like, if like rules change, you know, like, you got the dead ball era of baseball, and, like, but, like, you know,
but
it's going to happen. But, like, I like that, that there's an ironclad. There's no way to get out of the Hall of Fame. No matter what you do off the camera, no matter what you do on camera, you're stuck there. We're stuck with you.
Yes. Okay. So you can't be removed from the Hall of Fame. Do you have a minimum number of people that you're inducting every year, or a maximum number of people, or is it simply
I think it's however many we feel we, because, like, this year it's like we didn't have a list, just however many we could work through, you know. Some people made it, some people didn't.
Gotcha.
Like, this year we inducted what, 13. We got the 13 people this year. I think we considered 20, so.
Wait,
or didn't we? Did everyone we consider? Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We didn't induct. I'm sorry.
No, we haven't inducted anybody yet.
We only. Well, okay. I guess we considered 13 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are going to didn't make it because they didn't reach the 1.0. Yeah, like I consider Chuck Norris, Angelina Jolie, Michael Bain, Chadwick Boseman, Giancarlo Esposito, Carrie Ann Moss, Lena Headey, Angela Bassett, and Stephen Lang, and Michelle Yeoh. I consider them inducted already because we considered them. They're 1.0. They're in the Badass Hall of Fame now. But
wait, but that's
just my personal thought. It's not real until you agree with it.
Okay, I didn't think this list was the Hall of Fame. Anything above a 1 gets in there. I assumed we were going to pick from the list people to induct into the Hall of Fame each year. Because, like, that reduces it to purely mathematical stuff, right? Like, if we say, you know, well, we've rated Michelle Yeoh and she's a 1, so she gets in there. That's not, like, that high stakes thing that you're talking about with ranking people.
I mean, it is, because, like, if we fuck up her, you know, if we fuck up her characters, then you could put someone in that's not supposed to be there. But I think that's the only thing you can really fuck up. Or I guess the body, like, if we change body classifications and stuff, like, you could. Well, we were really lenient on the. Because I've even seen that where it's like, I think we're wildly consistent in, like, what, you know, we consider Harrison Ford a 0.5, and we consider, you know, Viggo Mortensen a 0.25, and, like, what the, you know, why? What's the difference between those guys? But also those guys, definitely solid badasses. So,
like, the other thing is, if we're going through 30 of these a year, we're gonna run out, like, almost immediately. We're gonna have, like, 3 years of of Hall of Fame inductees, and then we're done.
We have, like, so we're going through, we got through 13 this year. We have 55 on the list of to be considered. So that's like 5 years of content right there.
Well, we got through 13 new inductees, and then we went through a shitload of, we went through like 30 of the old list, right?
Right.
And if you're saying like once they're in the Hall of Fame, they cannot be removed.
Mm-hmm.
Then are we going to reconsider 30 people every year? No. I assumed we'd reconsider like zero people each year.
I think once we get our all of everybody considered, that we will no longer do that. We will only focus on, it'll free us to focus on the new inductees.
Right. And we'll run out of those in like 2 years.
Why do you think?
Because we have so much time. Like if we're doing a month long thing every year.
Well, the reason we got through 30 is because we were really only scrutinizing one facet, I think, right? We didn't go through and look at everybody's, like every single one of these guys' bodies, I know for a fact. Like, we were only thinking the ones that stuck out. So, like, I think the reason the new inductees take so much time is because you got to go through, you got to scrutinize their bodies, you got so you got to scrutinize their body, you got to go through their IMDb, you got to look at the roles you're familiar with, you got to weigh their charisma and, you know, what type of charisma it is. It takes a lot longer than just when you're reconsidering an aspect, or some people you just roll right through, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think this is setting us up for failure in the next several years.
Honestly, the other thing is, like, if the Badass Fest becomes like four badass movies we talk about and like only one or two badass dreams, I don't think that's terrible. Like, if there's just not, you know, if we've got this down to an efficient thing, efficiently run engine to where, you know, we're just inducting people and we have a physical Mount Rushmore that we're blowing up or not blowing up, and we got a physical Hall of Fame that we're, because I want to come back to there's levels of it. I am not offended by the idea that we have a Hall of Fame list that includes, like, if you're okay. There's two ways to look at that. If you are a 1.0, you're a badass and you're automatically inducted into the Hall of Fame, or the badass just gets you on the list and then we individually go through and argue for people to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's
thinking.
Okay, so you're saying that, like, being put on this list is like being drafted by a professional sports team. So, like, sure, no one can argue that you're a football player, but you're not automatically. And so, like, this is like, yeah, you're a badass. No one can take that away from you, but you're not in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Like, a 1.0 badass seems, you know, sketchy. Seems like barely a badass at all.
Right.
Is that worthy of being in the Hall of Fame?
Okay. All right. I'm warming up to that. Okay. So where do we put the breakdowns on the, like, the Hall of Fame?
I don't feel like it's a pure score thing.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, what are we, like, you've got, like, the, I'm trying to think of, like, what are the broad, like, or do you care? Like, is there, like, a pinnacle that, like, you know, like, these are this all-time bad, like, what are the levels? Or is it just,
I felt like Mount Rushmore and Hall of Fame are the two distinctions, right? Like, if you make it onto the Mount Rushmore, you've surpassed all other badasses.
Is there a limit to how many people are in a badass Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I mean, there's no limit like, if you want to analogize it to sports, to the number of ball players in the Hall of Fame, right?
Okay, so here I'm going to add another column.
Okay.
So, year added to list, to ranking. And then year inducted into badass, inducted to Hall of Fame. Okay? So now we've got two different statuses here. And
gotcha.
Do we have a limit to how many badasses we induct into the Hall of Fame each year?
Because
I think we need to, or you're gonna have the same, like,
yeah, right, yeah, well let's just go through and do all the twos or higher, right? Like, that'd be easy, but yeah, I want it to be like kind of high stakes. So
let me do some stream business real quick while you're pondering. Okay. That Slappy Dappy, thanks for the year and a half of being in the Thieves Guild. Glaucoma. I love that fucking name. It's very badass. And also, thanks for joining the Thieves Guild. Brooklyn MD with 26 months of tier one support. Not stealing money from anybody. Still appreciating it. And then a Red Wheelbarrow with 5 gifted subs. Thank you very much, Red Wheelbarrow. And then someone said, ask us if we are doing Nobody Except Me, any Salt Talk. We're not doing Salt Talk today. Salt Talk will be out later today. Today we're talking about badasses. And as soon as we're done with that, we're going to get into Westworld. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Things are starting to round into shape. Do we want to do... And is it like the Oscars where you can have up to 10 shows considered for best movie, but like it's up to the Academy members whether they think that there are 10 worthies? Or so like I like a hard cap and then like, but it's not a mandatory. It's like you can't do more than 10.
But you don't have to do 10.
Yeah, because like in 5-10 years from now, when we have considered everybody and the badasses are coming in at a slower rate, or God willing, maybe action movies come back and it's more than we can keep up with. I like the idea that like, hey, you know, only 2 or 3 made it this year, because that's just them's the breaks.
Yeah, I like that too. So, yeah, I would say maybe 10 is a good max, especially for this first year, because there are going to be a lot that I could just instantly throw on this list.
Right.
Or not the list, but into the Hall of Fame.
And I also like the idea of first ballot versus that's another cool feature that like it's prestigious to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, where like the people say like, oh, like soon as you're qualified, fuck yeah, he's going in, versus like, you know, it took a couple years of lobbying and contextualization and people to come around to like, you know, he wasn't a first ballot, first round.
So for that, it's like you became eligible for it this year and you were immediately inducted. Is that the
yes? Yeah. Like in football, you're retired 5 years. The sports journalists that make up the council like go through and you're on everybody's ballot to be inducted, and you get in right away.
Okay, so to replicate that in this list, we would need some kind of criteria where we limit eligibility, right?
Well, we got 10. Just
on the list. Well, no,
yeah.
Because
oh yeah, you have to be on the list.
Okay,
you have to be on the list.
Did you make it into the Hall of Fame the first year you were on the list?
Yeah. So Hall of Fame rules are: one, you must be on the badass rankings. Higher than 1.0. No, at least 1.0. Okay, so you have to be on the badass rankings with at least a 1.0 C ranking rating.
Yeah.
We can maximum 10 members inducted each year. Once inducted, you can never be stricken.
Yes.
From the Hall of Fame for any reason. All right, now, okay, this is start. This is I'm starting to get hot for this. All right, what else? I love arbitrary rules that don't matter.
Yes, are we going to be doing the first ballot thing? Because if so, we need to put that rule in there that like, what defines the first ballot, the eligibility.
Well, I mean, I don't think it matters in terms of Hall of Fame. It's just more of a prestigious thing that you keep track of. So we need another column that considers like how many times considered for Hall of Fame. What is a mechanism to be considered to? Because like in is it just you and me? Is there any kind of recognized lobbying that we can have done? Can people like do we need to establish an email address, or do we need to have like polls or something that I mean, I definitely
to lobby us for new. Dream we do, right?
Right, but like once people like so like this year we're going to go down like are the top 10 people seem like they're assured of making the Hall of Fame.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that seems like it's going to happen for the next 3 or 4 years at least, until we start getting into the, I don't know, where are we looking at? The Matt Damons and the Keanu Reeves and the Paul Newmans of the world. Like, it seems like we're going to just be rolling with, you know, is that Is that what we want? I think it's inevitable when you're just starting a Hall of Fame.
It's got to be the all-time greats in there, right?
Right. You either go through and put everybody in that's a shoe-in, or you just still, you say, well, it's 10 a year, and it's going to take us a while to catch up and fully populate it.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do that. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. The way that's
instead of saying first ballot, I think it should be number of times, number of attempts into the Hall of Fame, maybe.
Well, I was just going to say, like, does the year added to the ranking equal the year inducted to Hall of Fame? And if they're the same, just, yeah, first ballot.
Oh. Well, but like,
just make that like a yes or no.
But see, that seems like it screws over people like Chuck Norris. I think he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but like, he got inducted this year, 2022. We probably won't consider him because he's down 40 on the list.
You're right. It will screw over people for the first few years, certainly. Hmm.
Well, the other thing is first ballot doesn't really matter. I mean, we can...
Yeah,
we don't have to track that. It's also like, because I don't think it's also tracked in the halls of fame that I'm familiar with, like Coopertown or.
Oh no!
I think it's more of like something that like people. It's like sports writers keep track of that shit. You know,
gotcha. To distinguish the numerous people who are now in the hall of fame.
Because all this is just to facilitate fun debates and discussions, no matter what you're doing it for. So, sure. Do you want to delete the first ballot column then?
I do. It's gone.
All right. Cool. All right. Now what? Do we start doing it? And also, I guess, like, do we want our badass Hall of Fame to have some kind of tier system? Like I said, I think that was a good innovation from Bill Simmons when he's reimagining the Basketball Hall of Fame, some kind of pyramid structure to recognize that, like, you've got greats, like all-time greats, and then you've got, like, historic greats. And those might change and shift with time, but, you know, not all basketball players are created equal. Not all Hall of Famers are equal. You know, Reggie Miller might well be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not on the same level as Michael Jordan. You know, that kind of argument. Saying that as a huge Reggie Miller fan.
Is that kind of designed to preserve the historic greats as like the game changes? Or is that designed to do away with the history of it? Like, how do they weight that?
I think the reason that Bill said is like you go to like the Basketball Hall of Fame and it's just this big building and there's no like real it's all organized by time, I guess, is the way, because I've never been to any of these things. Okay. And, you know, you've got it like by decades organized, but that doesn't really give you, you know, like a kid might go and just go right to the 2010s and see their favorite player or whatever. Sure. You know, but like if you have some kind of hierarchy thing, then a kid that goes and wants to see LeBron James in a Hall of Fame is also going to get, you know who Jerry West is, and is going to know who Bill Russell is. He's going to know like some of these all time like older greats that maybe it's more of an education thing. Like the analogy for today is like if John Wayne's in the Dusty Hall of Fame section because he got inducted in the 70s, but that belies his importance to the badass list as a whole. I don't know. We'd have to come up with levels to it. Like, do we have like a charisma wing and a champion wing? Do we have like a fully integrated badass wing for people that excel at both? Is that the top tier? Do we have divide things by like eras? So you've got like the pre-70s, there's a certain amount of violence and sex that just were not allowed to be on the screen that can change. So it's like those are like the different eras. Like, is that an interesting way to look at the badass stuff?
Well, that's like organizing your Hall of Fame by time period, right? So I think we would want to steer clear of that, if anything. How do you break this down?
Like Brooklyn says, the pyramid's important to Basketball Hall of Fame because there's way too many people in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, we could easily, in 10 years, feel the same way about the Badass Hall of Fame. You know, if there's 100 people in there, it's like, well, what the fuck? How are you deciding who's to be considered every year for the ballot? That's only for movies and shows covered by you all. No, it's not. It's going to be, I think one of the core rules that we came up with this year is that we have to be familiar with a badass's work to fairly rate it, because like otherwise we led to the disastrous person with a gun on the cover, which just huge badass inflation. This is the steroid era of last year's a steroid era of which is funny because every era has been the steroid era of badasses.
Yeah,
but yeah, last year was the non-steroid era where it became gauche and we just let anybody in, and that we'll have to recontextualize that in the fullness of time. But like, that's the thing I have, because the first couple of years, it just seems like, well, let's go through the top 10 people. Oh yeah, they're all badasses. Yeah. Put them in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Tulip says she likes the idea of wings based on the three C's. I do too. I just wonder if that's going to...
I think the characters are garbage on that though.
If that's... Yeah, it's just like, that doesn't recognize the totality of that badass is the problem I see. Because like you can get, like, think of Bruce Willis in that category, right?
Yeah,
he's a point, what, 2.5? Yeah, he's a 0.25 champion, but he's a 1 in charisma. So like he'd be in the charisma wing of the Hall of Fame, but then you look at somebody like Arnold, who could be in any of the wings, but he could only be in one of the wings, right?
Well, or that's what I'm saying. Like, you had
all of the wings.
Yeah. I floated the idea a couple of minutes ago of a wing that you just have like the total package badass. You've got a champion wing, a charisma wing, and then the total package where it's like they have high, like at least 0.75s in both categories. And the characters is a completely separate thing. Which I don't know what to do with.
I'm thinking of this as a physical space, and I don't know why, but that would give you like mixing, the mingling of eras and like the educational aspect of it, right? Like if somebody stumbles in to go see, oh, The Rock, I love the fucking Rock, but he's a 1 in charisma, and so is Bruce Lee, so is Bruce Willis, both of them. And you might not be familiar with Bruce Lee if you're just a Rock fan, right?
Yeah, so, no.
I don't know. And yeah, if they could be in multiple wings, I think that's pretty cool. Like, Red Wheelbarrow. There are some people like The Rock who, or I guess like Bruce Willis, right? Who would have the charisma and the character wings, but he does not have the champion wings.
Right. I would be too. Red Wheelbarrow said he'd love to see the reaction of Arnold or Stallone seeing us pouring hours over their badass rankings. I can't tell if they would be tickled or annoyed. Like, I could see Arnold going either way. I could see him like, I see these two guys ranking people by the physical appearance and says, don't you know the greatness lies not with all, because he's like all about that, you know, about like diminishing his own accomplishments and lifting everybody up. And he might be offended by this whole, I don't know. Or he might think it's hilarious and touching. But I would like to see that too. I like the three wings. I like the champion, the charisma, and the combined. And then I like, you know, the Mount Rushmore capping everything off. What's that leave the what?
Where does that leave the character people? Is there anybody?
Is there someone that's like
characters?
I got to see the example, because to me that is a non sequitur. It's like, if someone has got zero physical champion and zero charisma, that'd be like if Adrian Brody had 13 predators. You know, like, why are people continuing to make him into it's a little Keanu Reeves-ish? Like, that's the closest analog I can think of. This guy has
Keanu Reeves is
a lot of on-screen charisma. He doesn't have a fantastic body, but he keeps being cast in these everyman badass movies. Maybe that is the outlier. Well,
Jet Li is there too. Like,
if Jet Li's another good example.
Yeah.
So shit, I guess there are character people that are these weirdos that Hollywood thinks are a badass, and we agree that, like, as I said, Keanu Reeves is if Keanu Reeves was like 5'7", would he still be getting these roles? T- Tom Cruise does, but he's also insanely charismatic.
Right, right. He's a one on charisma.
Because Keanu Reeves is a legit. He's 6'1". That's a big guy.
Yeah, he's just not bulked or built or ripped in any way.
I like Tulip's suggestion that this is a physical space. You'd have three hallways that all yes. branch off from a central like atrium that has the.
Right. I can see it just like this 6 foot.
Yeah.
You know, wide, 10 foot tall Mount Rushmore.
Uh-huh. Can it be like from the air? Can it look like a radiation symbol? You know, where you've got the central things and then three spokes coming off of it, or you know, okay. So it's like fucking badass from like it's a Duke Nukem logo or some shit. I don't know. That's a cool idea.
Uh huh.
And then you just have character, charisma, champion.
Yeah, you walk down the hall to each of those wings. Pretty cool.
Is that something we could do later? Like we induct people and then we decide how to sort them? Because it does seem like the character would be the shortest wing of the fucking whole place. Like there's not like you look through this list. There's just not nearly as many as like, you know, the epitomes of the champion. And
yeah, I feel like you could put like Russell Crowe maybe in there, although he's a 0.75 charisma.
That might be high.
It might be, but did we re-rank him? I think we did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did.
I don't know. I like the wings concept. So, like, we're rounding into something cool here. So what would this be? We let the Mount Rushmore stand as, like, the total package wing, which is just this central location.
Yeah, this is a high honor. This is the highest honor we can bestow a badass, to carve them on the central edifice.
And honestly, in 50 years, 40 to 50 years of badassdom, we've only found two of those people. So, yeah. And The Rock is like threatening to be the third.
Right.
Whereas Chris Hemsworth still needs a lot of time. Bruce Lee is obviously never going to get there. Yeah. I think the Mount Rushmore filling up with 3C badasses is going to take a while. Yeah. Let alone seeing a fifth who we're like, oh no, what do we do?
Because that's the thing. Like, even if we have Bruce, I do feel like as much as I like the two Bruces, they're destined to be replaced unless everyone stops making badasses right now, because there will be a time where you've got someone like Dave Bautista that gets started in his late 20s and just goes on a two, like Arnold's doing like two fucking action films a year tear for 5 to 10 years. And they're going to have the, you know, they're going to come from a wrestling background, or they can run their mat. They got that charisma. They got obviously their Hulk. Yeah. They seem destined to be replaced in the fullness of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea for the Hall of Fame and the tier system. It's not so much a tier system as it is just a wing that represents their particular the best qualities. Their most prominent C.
So you got character, charisma, or no, I'm sorry, you got champion, charisma. Do you have character, or do you like the blended?
I mean, I like character. I think there's enough there to represent some people. And character is one that's going to get added to, right? Like, that's the most likely one to get added to, I think.
So, like, let me ask you this. If you, in the many cases where we have a person that's a 1C on champion and charisma, which wing do you put them in?
I think they go in both.
Oh, really?
Is that a thing we can like distinguish? I
feel like that's lame. If I'm a kid and I'm walking to this Hall of Fame and I go through one thing and then I go and I'm like, oh, half the stuff is repackaged content on the other wing. I feel like that would be an unsatisfying physical experience.
I agree, but also like if you want to get the experience where like you walk in and go straight to your favorite person, your favorite badass, and ignore all the others, like maybe my favorite badasses are only the charisma based ones, and I will just never see Arnold Schwarzenegger because his number one attribute is champion. I mean, that's not a great example because he's on Mount Rushmore. You'll see him when you walk in, but like,
no, but that's exactly the thing I'm, because I can, to me, I think I go in terms of exclusivity. Like if you've got all the C's, I think the champion is the one that's most important. If you've got two C, you know, if you are, yeah. So like the, all these guys that are one C on charisma, and also 1C on champion, I'd put them into champion. Because anybody can have a 1C in charisma. Like fucking Al Pacino does, right? Yeah.
What about Dolph Lundgren? Dolph Lundgren's an interesting case. We haven't reconsidered him yet. He might crack the 0.25 in charisma. But like his charisma is zero. If I go to the charisma wing because I fucking love The Rock, I'm never going to see Dolph Lundgren.
We shouldn't. What's your argument here? That he should be?
No. Sorry, that's the wrong argument. If I go to see Dolph Lundgren in champion, in the champion wing, because he's a one, and The Rock is primarily his charisma, I'm never going to see The Rock. Like, I fucking love Dolph Lundgren. Let me go see what he's up to.
Okay, here's an argument.
Yeah.
It's the most obvious attribute. If The Rock, Dolph Lundgren, and Bruce Willis walk into the room, your eyes tell a tale until they open their mouth and start doing stuff. Like
sure.
The thing that jumps out is like, oh my God, look at these two mountains of men. And there's just some average dude walking between them. Like, I think that like, that's the first, like the most obvious thing is like how fucking big they are. And then the other is like the non-obvious thing. And I don't know about the character
I'm
wing. I think
this as like, I'm looking at this, let's be honest, the physical Hall of Fame for badasses is never going to happen, right? We're never going to break ground on this thing. So I'm thinking of this from a physical perspective, and mm-hmm. I think that's like useful to a point, but
then
you get to the not physical perspective, and then you could like just peruse the entire rankings pretty easily. So I guess like we can go with the either. Are you suggesting we weight the C's?
Yeah, I do. I do. Weighted? Like, I think character is only important because it's the app. Like, that's the thing that's arguably most important because, you know, we talked about it. If you are a giant, super real life badass, Mike Tyson, for example, terrifying. But you have never been in a starring role in anything or any kind of role. If you've never portrayed a badass in Hollywood, then like you just can't get on the badass list. I'm sorry. You can't. So it's the most important, but it's like it's a gate. It's a gate for minimum qualification. Right. It's not what makes you a badass, you know?
Sure. Sure. No, you're a badass because if you're.
And I always thought physical that, like, and again, this is our the way we like we were raised in an era where we were awash in this kind of beefy dudes. Maybe we're overvaluing the champion, but I think champion is the most important, followed by charisma, and trailing last character. But that's how I feel. I don't know how is that.
And so you just end up in whatever wing is your most highly ranked, and you know, if you have two that are ones or two that are as highly ranked, you go into,
because we're trying to think of a contrapositive. Like if I think if Bruce Willis was 6'4", weighed 300 pounds and was ripped, he'd still have the exact same charisma, but
right, he'd be a 3C badass.
Yeah. There'd be a lot less of him sneaking around ductwork and a lot more of him two fists and machine guns and just mowing through guys, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, if we're going to write, if we're going to weight them, then champion, then charisma, then character, I guess is the way to weight those.
Okay. And then, so do we need to add a third, yet another column to be what wing that they're housed in?
I suppose so. Cause for anybody with multiple ones, we're going to have to, market.
Okay. All right. So are we ready to start ranking? Are we ready to start inducting people?
I think so.
Let me go back to Hall of Fame rules. You must be on the badass rankings with at least a 1C rating. Maximum 10 members inducted each year. Once inducted, you can never be ousted from a Hall of Fame for any reason. You must be inducted into a specific wing of the Hall of Fame. Character, champion, character, charisma, and character. How do I say in that order? Because it's saying in that order, I don't think says it. If there are equivalent ratings across, wait, how am I trying to say this? I want to say the champion is the most important, then charisma for purposes.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Let's get a lawyer involved. For purposes of induction into Hall of Fame wings, consider...
Wing determination is made in order of... Is made in the following order. I don't know.
Consider champion first, then charisma, then character. So for purpose of inductions to a Hall of Fame wing, consider champion first, then charisma, then character. Okay.
I think that gets there.
Five rules. Five simple rules. All right. We got 10 people. We're going to have 10 first ballots. I'm pretty goddamn sure here.
Yes. There will be 10 people going into the Hall of Fame this year, and they're probably pretty high on this list is my guess.
Hannah Heat, thanks for the 18 months of being in the Thieves Guild, stealing money from Jeff Bezos. All right, Hall of Fame, year inducted, 2022, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
Lock. Sly Stallone. Lock. First year, 2022. I mean, also, Champion Wing. Champion Wing. Champion Wing for both of these guys.
Okay.
2022. The Rock. Hold on a second. I just thought of something big.
Uh-huh.
Did these people have to retire or die for us to be considered for the Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
Because that's...
How many of these people are going to die in the next 10 years?
These beefy guys, it must be said, like every inch of height over the average and every 10 pounds of beef over significantly lessen your life. And put aside the anabolic steroids and the cocaine snorting of the 80s of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing that these guys have made it into their 70s, to be honest.
So then we're down to like John Wayne, Bruce Lee.
Right. Sean Connery. Is Sean Connery dead? No, Sean Connery's got to be dead, right?
Sean Connery died, pretty recently.
God, in 2020.
Yeah.
Age 90. These goddamn badasses. Death has trouble coming for them.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Let's see what chat says about this. Because the thing about retirement is they can always unretire, but that can also happen in NBA. Like 5 years is pretty, like, or the NFL, like that's pretty a long time, but I don't think that's ever happened.
And what does retirement mean in Hollywood?
You officially stop making movies. Mean
you stop getting roles and you do all these shitty things.
That's the thing. Because who?
Back into the spotlight or?
Who saw Dolph Lundgren coming back into the spotlight until. You know, he made on Expendables, and then he got into they brought him back in through the Rocky.
Or like Jackie Chan, you know, he had a period where sure. he wasn't doing
he's got
much, a, but then
he's
he
got
comes
some old
back
man badass roles now. Yeah, some
stuff.
Clint Eastwood was off the map for a decade or so, and then he comes back with Unforgiven. That's a good question. I think it's in something interesting, because it also save us from just going down the list and adding a whole bunch of people.
Right. Are there any other criteria?
I also don't like it because this is like an 80s category, essentially. And it's just like there's not enough time for these guys to retire or die. And a lot of these guys are still like, you know, lifting weights and doing cycles. So it's like they're always a threat.
Yeah.
See, there are some examples. There are some examples of people in the Halls of Fame that have come back. But is that all hockey? Does hockey have a retirement rule? What was the problem you saw with The Rock before I brought in the, you know, should we just have an arbitrary cooling off period?
I don't remember now.
Oh, shit.
I thought I saw a problem here. But it wasn't necessarily with The Rock. What was it? Fuck.
All right, well, let's keep rolling. 2022, The Rock is a champion. He's in the champion wing, right?
Was there any other criteria by which we can limit their eligibility? I mean, you have to be on a list, but we've already got this big list. Is it?
It's too. I agree with this. It feels too soon for The Rock because he's actively making these movies.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you wait on some of these people? And The Rock was a prime example. Like, do you wait knowing that The Rock is going to get to 3C almost assuredly? So, like, do you induct him as a 2.75 or do you wait for him to hit 3?
I think you induct him at 2.75 because you can always inflate, make his numbers go up.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
We try to make it super easy to support making podcasts at Bald Move. Just join the club.
But some people aren't the joining type, or maybe they're already in the club but want to add a little bit of gratuity for an especially great season of coverage, or for a podcast that really spoke to them, or gave them that bit of support in a tough time.
For these, and for whatever other reason you might have, our tip jar is always open. Head over to support.baldmove.com and click the donate option to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Once again, check out support.baldmove.com for all the great ways to help me and Jim keep making the podcast you love. You've been listening to quite a few Bald Move podcasts now, but you're not in the club? Whoo boy, you are missing out.
Not only are all of our premium club podcast feeds completely ad-free, but we have lots of other great content exclusively for people in the club.
There's a weekly lunch with Jim and Aaron where we chat with fans about anything and everything from TV and films, food, fun, life advice, and more.
But there's also Off the Clock, our premium podcast where we talk about all the shows we don't have time for on our public feeds.
Plus, you get access to our full spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews of our newly released films.
Don't forget Instant Take and Talk podcast, where we give our hot takes and discuss television shows with our fans live and immediately after the episode airs.
With mega shows like House of the Dragon coming this summer, we're going to have lots to talk about.
Not to mention access to our fun and friendly community of club members, with exclusive Discord channels and a dedicated forum. It's one of the best places on the internet to hang out and chat about pop culture.
Bottom line, you're helping two regular type guys in the Midwest make the content you like to listen to, which some would say is rewarding to itself.
Help keep the lights on and the bits flowing at Bald Move.
And get some awesome content for yourself. Head to support.baldmove.com to join the club today.
It would be wild if someone switched wings. That would be, that's what I want to see. I want to see someone like possible. If Bruce Willis in the like mid 90s decided to do the Disney, the Marvel cycles and just got fucking jacked.
I think
I would
totally
like to see
possible,
stuff like that,
especially in the Marvel era. But I think Jason Momoa is like a very big candidate for that, right? Like,
yes.
Well, no, because he's already the three. He's already the one in champion, so he'll never switch.
Right. Because he came out the bait. But like, yeah, you hardly see like a Natalie Portman, only more so, you know, where she just comes out like no fucking rhyme or reason. Just jacked.
Hugh Jackman. no pun intended. Hugh Jackman. He got jacked, man. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's another great example.
Is a prime example.
It's a great example.
Would have gone from like a 0.5 to one.
He started off as a 0.5 because he's so fucking huge, but lanky in his early career. You look at Cabin in the Woods. You look at what's that Wolverine's movie, Red Dawn, the first Thor, even. And you look at him now. It's holy shit. That's why he went from 0.75 to 1. So yeah, I would like. I think that'd be interesting, and people could actually switch wings.
Yeah, I suppose so. And you know, we reconsider them every like 5 years or whatever it is,
right?
However long we determine, we switch wings too.
Okay,
so yeah, we can induct The Rock, no problem.
Bruce Lee, 2022.
I think if
charisma.
You're on the Rushmore, you're in, right? Like, let's go down to Bruce Willis and just give it to him.
But is he in the charisma wing, right?
Yeah, he's in the charisma wing, as is Bruce Willis.
Okay, John Wayne. God damn.
Well, let's do Bruce Willis, because he's number 12. We might not get to him.
Gotcha. If we don't. And it'd be ridiculous to have someone to rush. Right. Yeah, so he's charisma. I think the character wing's going to be empty for a while.
John Wayne.
Okay, I there's no fucking way we reconsidered all these people, right? Because like, why?
Well,
why is
July 2022? We did it.
Yeah, but I don't know, because like what world does John Wayne have? I guess he literally plays like military leaders, and it's just a weird charisma.
It's the charisma of the era, right? Like that strong, silent, the stoic type.
The thing is, I don't even think he was playing a character. Like John Wayne just kind of was in a lot the same way that Harrison Ford just kind of plays various versions of Harrison Ford. He had that same kind of thing. I guess it's a one. It's just a weird. It's
different than Bruce Willis, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
The exact opposite charisma.
Steven Rice's big D energy. Yeah, I think so. Because it comes through. It's not just like the quiet man. Like he's insanely magnetic and charismatic in that. Did we establish a set of criteria for getting the badasses into the hall? Yes. If you want to look at our spreadsheet, we actually have 5 rules. But they're pretty common sense. And we have the important ones. There's a maximum of 10 inducted each year. I think John Wayne easily makes it into the Hall of Fame. I got no problem inducting him for, I guess, charisma.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, first ballot Hall of Fame.
About Clint Eastwood.
Oh, sorry. I am on Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, first round Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
First ballot for charisma.
Yeah. We're just going to go down the top 9.
Do you want to jump around? Jump around. Because I think these, like Sean Connery, like I think Sean Connery is good. We can start skipping people after that. Because like what we got now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that'd be 8. Then we go find cherry pick 2 more.
I want to make a strong case for JCVD to get in there first year.
Oh, Jesus.
I think
Terry, what the fuck? I just fucked up. Oh, Sean Connery. Okay. Yeah.
Literally
Sean Connery's
embodies,
a charisma.
Also,
so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So maybe Who else? Because I'm looking down here. Harrison Ford. I don't mind making Terry Crews, Chris Hemsworth, and Jason Statham wait. Harrison Ford?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth is tough. He doesn't have as many characters.
Harrison Ford's so fucking... I'm gonna put close. Harrison Ford as a maybe. Jackie Chan as a maybe. Jean-Claude Van Damme, maybe. Chris Evans, Denzel Washington, Jason Momoa. He can wait. Samuel Jackson.
I think he needs to wait.
Mr. T's close for a maybe for me. He just made the roles. Mel Gibson, yeah. Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell's a strong first year. I know his score is lower than a lot of these people, but
and he's still doing work.
His character, and he's going to be in the third wing, crucially, which I think is necessary to fill out at least one person in that wing this year.
Oh, the character, yeah.
Uh huh. And I think that's where he. Okay, would
that's a decent argument. All right. What'd you give John Wayne for physical attributes? John Wayne is a 0.5 champion, largely because people just didn't lift weight of that era. He was just a big fucking dude. Big, strongly built guy. All right. So I'm going to make the argument for JCVD and Kurt Russell.
I like that. I think JCVD is like second tier when you talk about those 80s badasses, but he's like exactly what you think of as an 80s badass,
and he goes in for charisma,
martial arts included, which I love.
He's going in for charisma, right?
I suppose so. Yeah, wait, no, JCVD for character.
What?
Yeah, he's in the character wing.
Oh, you're right, because his charisma is fucking
he's like got a weird energy.
Why is Jean-Claude Van Damme not a 1C physical champion?
Because he's small, I think.
He's 5'10". So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's slightly above average, but not 6 foot, which I think was the cutoff.
Yeah. That, well, we gotta nail that down next year.
Mm-hmm.
Am I spelling charisma right? I've completely lost. Uh-huh. Okay, so he's a character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a character. So is Kurt Russell.
So is Kurt Russell. All right. There we go. So we've got all...
Oh, we need one more. That's 9.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got 10.
What? Oh, I missed Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Well,
of course.
Get your ass kicked doing that.
Nah, just get a strongly worded fuck you.
It's chat to decide. No, the me and Jim are the final of everything. I guess if like we were really at loggerheads and we, you know, like there was something that's like just too hard to split. I think we did throw a couple things to chat pool when we were considering badasses, just to check our own. But like if chat came back with a result that we thought was wildly out of line, we'd probably go with our own.
All right. I like this.
I don't know. It might be interesting if we like eventually open this up to all Bald Move podcasters. Like if you've ever been on a Bald Move, you can have a ballot to cast. So that would make like a bunch of the Personal Arrogance crew, Anthony, Steve, the David and John from the Lorehounds, Cecily, Kim Renfro. Alexis. We could have, there'd be an interesting panel. Like there'd be an interesting
Alan
panel.
Alan Sepinwall has been on a Bald Move podcast.
Alan Sepinwall has been, we could, and that's the thing is like, you just send them, it'd be hilarious to just email all these random people like, hey, here's your ballot for this year to see if they fill it out. I bet Alan Sepinwall, I've had a couple of friendly exchanges with him on social media and we've talked to him once. And I've emailed him a couple times back and forth. I bet he actually would get. I bet he'd be in it, into it.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I dig the Lorehounds podcast too. That is great.
There's also, as Wookie points out, there's also the Coin of Doom that we can appeal to. This is the inaugural class. This is the Badass Hall of Fame. I feel like this is a good mix of historical. All three C's represented.
The only charisma thing I feel clearly bad the about potentially is Jackie Chan and Chris Hemsworth, but they'll have their day in the sun.
Yeah, we can get around to them next year. And like I said, we can start just bouncing around, letting, you know, letting people rise and fall as they will.
Sweet. Well, that's it.
I can't find anything wrong with it. I feel like that's pretty solid.
I know it feels
no controversies,
but that's it. We did it. We ranked them.
That's the Badass Festival in a nutshell. We end with Masters of Universe and results for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We went chalk. We went straight chalk this year. Okay. We got a Rushmore. We got a 10 strong badass wing. We got three wings partially filled out. We're fucking on to something now. I think we're done though, right? So you're saying next year we will review the Hall of Fame. We'll probably review the rules because we already have some suggested changes for next year. We might tweak the Hall of Fame rules. Of course, we'll list some new inductees and whatnot. We already got 55 names. Every time I think that like we'll run out, like another 10 names roll onto the list. So.
And then we'll also have to continue re-ranking the list.
Because
a lot of these people we didn't get to this year. So,
yeah. When we break around, we'll have to look out for a Kickstarter for a Badass Hall of Fame. Yeah, man,
$12 million.
There's an argument for us to get bigger in Hollywood. I would like the clout to pull something like this off. Because tell me that people wouldn't visit a Badass Hall of Fame in L.A.
Yeah. Because
there's so many fucking niche halls of fame and museums in LA already, like the fucking Stunt Car Hall of Fame and the Academy. Like, there's so many niche-y kind of things already across the world that, like, why not? Why not a Badass Hall of Fame?
I mean, start a foundation and start throwing party fundraiser parties.
Right.
There you go.
Got to throw a Jean-Claude Van Damme ham slam all proceeds go to create the Hall of Fame.
$1,000 a rack for
the grift and scam potential of us, like, you know, raising a bunch of money and just doing nothing with it too. That certainly appeals to me because, you know, you raise a bunch of money to build. Did people really expect, you know, come on.
And well, then you create the virtual Hall of Fame, right? And
be sure.
Like, well, this is
sure.
the Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty fucking cool.
$12,000.
Building of the Badass Hall of Fame will be in your all's bio at the Podcast Hall of Fame. I could not be more proud. You know, if it's just the Badass Hall of Fame and the Leftovers podcast, following the Leftovers, that's all the legacy. It's all the legacy I need. All right. That's it. Thank you for being a part of our Badass Festival 2022. Next year, come around July 4th, we will be back with more great quantities of beef and charisma and bullets and blood, no doubt. We are years away from running out of Arnold and Stallone content. And then as far as like finding two other randos to package together, oh my god, there's so much stuff. We've also got some Dr. DeVito, frequent commissioner, Lego aficionado, has stepped forward to commission another terrible Badass film, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That'll be out in a couple months, probably.
One more thing to consider.
I've seen that movie, by the way.
I have not, so that'll be interesting. That's one of his comedies, right? Slides.
Yeah. Okay. Scott Estelle from the Golden Years is his mom.
Golden
That'd be cool.
Here's one more thing to consider. Do we want to tailor the selection of movies somehow to the previous or the current Mount Rushmore? Do we want to like say they need to, if possible, if they can be movies we haven't covered already, be the one from each of the people on the Mount Rushmore?
That's not a bad idea.
Get too stale too quick because I don't think Mount Rushmore is going
to change
much.
I don't think that's something that we do every year, but like for something next year, like if we wanted to do, because like we're... Okay. I think we'd always do, at least for several years, an Arnold and Stallone because there's so many great ones. God, Red Heat, Demolition Man. There's just so many. But like, obviously, obviously we have to do, I don't know about Bruce Willis though, but we need to do Bruce Lee. We need to do Enter the Dragon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bruce Willis, we already did this year. Do we want to swap him out for something else?
I don't know, because we could keep going on his catalog. You know, there's,
he's got a lot. He does have a lot.
Certainly other diehards to be done for sure.
Yeah, Hudson Hawk.
I mean, we consider shitty movies from badasses too.
We do.
When they're
we
fun.
Do. We have. The thing is like that's, I don't know that. Well, you start getting into the shallow end, the diehard pretty quick.
You do. Like the next one, I think, is like the last one I would consider even good.
Yeah.
To any degree, but like,
and then I think there's one, maybe two after that, and I don't I did not enjoy the process of watching them at all.
Yeah.
So, but they might be fun to rip on. I don't know. Well, we'll see. That's next year. That's for next year. That's something for us to plan in March or April, if I know my bald move planning cycles. So thanks for everybody again. We had a lot of fun. This is unironically amongst, I mean, you got, it's hard to beat Christmas and the Groundhog Day stuff, but right behind, coming up right behind, is the Badass Fest.
And I
thanks
get more
for joining
sleep
us.
During this. So I drink less and I get more sleep.
This is true.
Overall healthier experience for me.
Positive win. And you look at all that beef, it kind of makes you want to get back in shape. We've been talking about going to the gym.
Yeah.
This might be the third brother in a long line of awesome bald move stuff, but it's the one that gets you healthy. It's the one that somehow
it's the recovery.
Somehow meditating on 80s badass movies gets me in a good mental and physical space. I don't know how that works.
There's the bulking phase and the cutting phase. And the Christmas is definitely the bulking phase. This is the cutting phase.
Bit Nova, Chuck Norris didn't make the list. He is the list. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Maybe. But who do you take off? Maybe John Wayne. And the other thing is, like, we done made a decision. So hopefully Chuck Norris won't hear of this until next year when we can get him in. And then there'll be no bubbles, no troubles. But until then, I'll look behind. I'll be looking over my shoulder. Not that I can do anything about it, but I will be looking there. All right. That's it for the Badass Fest this year. We're riding off into the sunset like Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford and Sean Connery as Indiana Jones too. Henry Jones? Anyway, it's a metaphor. It's tortured. We'll see you next year. Later, everybody.